This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Doing owning a monkey. Anyway, welcome back. Here's another episode of Northern Lion playing The Binding of Isaac. No, kidding. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Please excuse my dumb joke. It's like the only thing I've been watching on YouTube for a bit. I mean, a bit being like the last 7 years, but I watch other things, but I've been binging it recently because I was behind. It's whatever. The new expansion came out. It's Repentance. It's been like 6 years since Binding of Isaac has been updated, you know. It's a big deal. Go watch Northern Lion. It's cool. Anyway, I'm in the studio, and I'm super happy about that, because it's been like 3 weeks, I think, which is not a long time, but feels like a long time. And I was previously like in the mods, which kind of stunk, because it was like 100% a false positive, so it was like more at risk to be there than to like be in my dorm, but it's whatever. I'm fine. I'm healthy. It was a unique experience, to say the least. We'll get started right away with Harrison's mix. I think he's got some stuff to say about it beforehand and afterhand, and I haven't listened to it yet, but he said he's including a track from one of the people who is on Noisia, which is like a really, really cool group that has like recently kind of broken up recently. Or not broken up, but they like stopped touring or something. I'm not super sure of what happened with them, but they stopped making music together. But one of them still makes music, and he made something. So anyway, I'll start with Harrison's mix. He's going to be sending me the track list in real time, maybe, so that'll be pretty cool. And we'll get the show on the road, if I can figure out how to get my adapter to work. And again, I said this last time, but my adapter has been really like finicky recently, the one that connects my phone to the aux cord. So if there's any like cutting or like, I don't know, like the volume cuts or it just glitches or it sounds really weird right at first, I'm super sorry about that and I'll try and get it fixed. But for now, it is what it is. My main apology goes out to Harrison because we spend a lot of time on these mix, and if it cuts out, that feels bad. But anyway, let's see if we can hear Harrison's voice instead of a bunch of garbage.
What's up, everyone?
Look at that. Crystal clear and pretty.
5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Harrison. This week I'm out of the studio, but I made a mix for all of you. It's pretty all over the place, but it's a bunch of songs that I like a lot, and I'll tell you about them afterwards. Anyways, here is the mix.
I feel so pathetic and
thank you. Thank you.
Alright everyone, I hope you enjoyed my mix. I'm going to go over the track list very fast right now because I'm sure it's really boring. But first we have Wave Dash's Void Reciprocate Love. I recommend you check out their new album that just came out yesterday. This song is off of it. Really incredible stuff. All of it's very fresh and cutting edge. They kind of have like dubstep but Porter Robinson style, like new Porter Robinson, nurture Porter Robinson style. It's really cool. Highly recommend you check that out. From there, I go into the new Sable Valley cut, which is RL Grime and ISOXO. Stinger, really cool song. Sable Valley's been killing it recently with bringing up new artists. These guys aren't new, but recommend you check it out. From there, I go into 1788L Human Machine. 1788L hasn't released anything for about 2 years, but he came back with two new songs, and they kind of, they're very different, but they show how important 1788's influence has been recently and how cool his sound is. So hopefully he comes and makes a lot more heavy hitters. I only played an abbreviated part that I tried to do a mashup slash mix weird thing during. Recommend you check that out once again. That's Human Machine for the actual full song, because it's very cool. From there, I went to Sleepnet. Love No More Sleepnet is one of the members of, or ex-members of Noisia, and it's really crazy. He recently, I think last week, dropped, or maybe it was this week, dropped an EP slash album, long EP, short album, don't really know the difference. Anyways, crazy, crazy tracks, push the boundary of like everything. Fantastic job, I love it a lot. Then we have Vexed by Oski. Really cool song as well. Oski has been doing some stuff. I haven't been following him too much recently, but this song is really cool. And then we go to Slang Dogs and Dietrix Trenches. Awesome song. Recommend you check them out. This is really out there, but like super cool out there. And from there we go to Posage and former X-Spells. Posage is spelled P-O-S-I-J, in case I'm slaughtering that pronunciation. Anyways, fantastic track. Recommend you check them out. I found them today. So yeah, you should go listen to them. And then I ended it with Voices by Hello World featuring Pauline Hurt, which is a fantastic track, really glitchy and heavy, but melodic and emotional, and I really, really, really love this. I think I might do a melodic mix next time. This kind of inspired me to do so. Anyways, I hope you've had a good week, and have a good week coming up, and I'll catch you next time. So tune in next week for Button Pushers. Bye.
All right, that was Harrison's mix, and holy cow, that was so cool. I was like really like on the edge of my seat the entire time. And also I was texting him about it so that he could give me the track list so I could like put it into the like documentation website that we have. And he said that he found like all of these songs today, basically, which is insane to be able to pump out a mix like that on the same day. In my opinion, I think that's pretty crazy. I also really liked that last song. Pauline Hur has like amazing vocals, and every song she's in really just, they stand out really well. And Hello World did a really good job with the rest of that track. And also like the 1788L song, or I think there's like a tweet where he's like, don't call me 1788 or 88. He's call me 1788L. But 1788L, Human Machine, that song came out like today. So that was like a first, you're probably one of the first people to ever listen to it. So enjoy that, I guess. That's pretty cool. I'm going to read this PSA because it's like, it's important, but it's kind of making me laugh the way it's like typed up, because it's like a blood donor call out, I guess. And it's in all caps, and there's just a period at the end of like seven words or four words or something. So it's very like it looks like it was machine generated. But anyway, the need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. That's the entire thing. So be a hero, donate blood. I've donated blood before. It's not that bad. You can like listen to music and then you get like cookies afterward. I'm an adult, so the cookies aren't like the enticing part, but they are pretty good. Anyway, I'll probably move on to my mix now. And I have to admit, I went a little bit more aggressive with my track selection, and it starts off like really intense right away from the get-go. So I'm probably going to fade it in just a little bit so it doesn't like like burst anyone's eardrums, I guess. And I spent way more time on this than I'd like to admit, because I have like a big project due on Sunday, and instead I spent like probably 7 hours on this today. But it is what it is, I guess. Let me see if I can find it on my phone. Also, excuse some of my like mashup attempts. I'm trying to get better at it, but every once in a while there's something that I think sounds cool but probably doesn't. Just deal with it, because it's my show. Well, it's our show, Harrison and mine, but this part's my part, and so even he has to deal with it. Haha. Okay, let's get to it.
Time correction. Pull me down. You won't ever let me leave you. You make these nightmares. Thank you. Welcome back to Button Pushers.
Oh, it's playing more stuff. There we go. Okay. I hit pause. I don't know what's up, man. Anyway, I can't hear myself. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I don't know what's going on, but... hello? I think you guys can hear me. I see the levels going up. I just can't hear it in my headphones, which is kind of unfortunate, but it is what it is. Anyway, my track list then, in order, is... Oh man, where does it start? Okay, it started with Dominate by Space Laces. That was a song that recently came out on his Voltage 003 or Voltage 003 mix that he does kind of like every year. Or it's not always three, but this year it was three because it's the third one, believe it or not. And I was really hyped when the song came out already because like last time Voltage 02 came out and like I think one song came out maybe 6 months later and he never finished the other ones, so hoping those get finished eventually because they were all really good, but we'll see. And then out of that it had kind of a quick transition into I Do the Most by Whipped Cream. It was a Pixel Terror remix because I love Pixel Terror, that's the only reason. And then out of that we went to Coven's song Missing. It was a remix by Elon Bluestone, but it didn't let me register it like that. This came off of their Butterfly Effect Deluxe album, and Butterfly Effect was already an insane EP, and then they released like a deluxe edition with like tons of remixes and additional songs, and there's a Fox Stevenson remix on that one that my friend Alex showed me, and it's like so good. It's what actually got me to check out the album, and there's like a really good Reaper remix as well, so definitely... go check out Butterfly Effect. And if you don't like the super heavy remixes, like Coven also has some really just pretty chill songs as well, so go check that out. And then I had kind of like a three song combination thing, but it's cheating because two of them are remixes of the same song, but whatever. Out of Missing, I had Potions by Slander and Said the Sky. It was the Tosoki remix up until the drop, and then it was kind of mashed up with Huh by Quix. Yeah, the song is called Huh, H-U-H-H-H. I think Harrison showed me that song, and it's honestly, I heard it in bed like the other day because I was like lying down listening to music, and I was like, I'm gonna put this in my mix this week, and I did. Cool. And then kind of combined the builds of Quix's Huh into like the second drop to get to the drop of Potions, the Slander and Boss Fight remix. So that one went a little bit heavier. It was kind of a transition between two different remixes with Ha as the catalyst, I guess. I don't know. And then we had Close to Hell by Kuro and Goja. This is a single that came out pretty recently, and it's really, really good. And then, let's see here. Out of Close to Hell, I had Funeral Zone by Must Die, and I really wanted to try and mix it with, like, Misery System by Must Die as well, because Must Die is, like, I don't know, he's one of my favorites. I really like his sound and his style, and whenever, like, someone tries to mimic him, I generally like that music, too. Like, I really like Coterie, which I'm not going to say is trying to mimic Must Die by any means, but, like, all of the songs are pretty similar to, like, Must Die's very, like, big synth style, so... go check out Coterie too if you liked that song. And then Funeral Zone was mashed towards the end with Utah by Sudden Death. So it's like the vocals of Utah leading into the drop. And then I just kind of chopped up Funeral Zone's part of its drop to like match the tempo and hits of Utah. And then out of that, we had Stay by Tynan and Ace Aura, which is like a collaboration duo made from the heavens. Please... like, I mean, Tynan goes all over the place. He might not be your cup of tea. Ace Aura is generally, he's been like a very big name in like color bass or like this kind of future rhythm thing that's coming out for like a really long time. And so Tynan and Ace Aura kind of collaborating together produced a really pretty song. I definitely recommend listening to all of Stay because I transitioned out of the second drop to go into Dark Room by Crank Dat to finish the mix, mostly because I really like the ending of Dark Room from Crank Dat, because it kind of, it's very like low tempo, and it's just the guy kind of singing at the end, and then it takes off all the vocals for his last word, and it's the first time he finishes the sentence in the song, which is pretty cool. It's a fun one to sing in the dorm as well. But I don't sing in the dorm because that's against Tufts policy. I don't sing, ever. Then I think I have a little bit of time left. So I'm going to play a song that's kind of out of the ballpark for our show. But someone showed it to me. They showed me the entire album. Because they were like, hey, this one song kind of reminds me of like what you were talking to me about recently. I was like, oh, cool. And I listened to it and it was like totally calling me out on some of my like deepest innermost thoughts. And I was like, thank you, friend, for this. And then I listened to the whole album and the last song from this album is like just immaculate. Like it's so cool. And it's an older album, but the last song has a combination of lines from like every other song on the album. And like themes from the previous songs as well. And it's just like a really cool experience if you listen to the album all the way through and then finish on this song. So I'm going to play the final song, which might be a little bit of like a spoiler alert, but honestly, that's the way I listen to it as well. I listened to this one first. But it's really good. It's by a band called the Marianas Trench, I think. Let me find it. It's very like a Panic at the Disco-y, I guess. That kind of like punkish style. Yeah, Marianas Trench, and the song is called Masterpiece Theater 3. And because the album, I think, is called Masterpiece Theater, and there's 1, 2, and 3 going through the album, and the third one is the big finale conclusion. And it's honestly just like super fun to listen to, even if you don't know the fact that like tons of the lines come from previous songs. So I'm gonna play it for now while I clean up, and then I'm probably gonna head out without saying goodbye. So this will be the last one. This is Bin Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Diego with my partner Harrison, at least virtually for now. And we'll catch you guys next week.
I got a new disease in me. I got a friend that's losing sleep. I take it hard, it's hard to take. I'm wide awake, I'm wide awake. One more confession, discretion's not what I need to sell. I never needed a reason for keeping secrets from myself. And